This introduction to the Workers' Solidarity Movement was recorded November 2009. You can find out more about the WSM at our website at www.wsm.ie. You'll find more audio files there as well.
For the Workers' Solidarity Movement, our starting point is that the world's wealth is produced by us, the great majority, the working class, and we ought to enjoy the benefits. Anarchists want to abolish capitalism, which places wealth and power in the hands of a few. Like, according to the last year's Wealth of the Nations report from the Bank of Ireland, just 1% of Ireland's population owns 34% of the wealth. The alternative we support is a radical one. We're for workers' control and socialism, for using the wealth of the world to benefit the people of the world. And that is such a radical break from what we have today that it will require a revolution, or in other words, a complete change in order to achieve it. That economic justice will only be sustained and developed if we refuse to hand over the new society we want to bosses or to bureaucrats. The only protection against the emergence of a new ruling class is a society run in a truly democratic way by working people, through their own councils in the workplaces and the community. We want to abolish authoritarian relationships and replace them with control from the bottom up, not from the top down. All of the industries, all of the means of production and distribution should be commonly owned and placed under the management of those working in them. Production should be organised and planned by a federation of workers' councils, not to guarantee the profits of the few, but to meet the needs of the many. Our guiding principle would be from each according to ability, to each according to need. Anarchists, by the very nature of being anarchists, are opposed to all unnecessary authority. We believe the only limit there should be on the freedom of the individual is that they don't take away or interfere with the freedom of others. The Workers' Solidarity Movement will never ask to be made rulers, nor do we ever intend to try and seize power allegedly on behalf of the working class. Instead, we believe that socialism can only be created by the mass of ordinary people. Anything less is bound to lead to no more than replacing one set of bosses with another. We are opposed to the state because it's not neutral. It cannot be made to serve the interests of the vast majority. And here by state we're talking about government, senior civil service, army and garda chiefs and such like. The structures of the state, as we know it, are only necessary when a minority seeks to rule over the majority. New structures will be needed, ones which will be open and democratic, to ensure the efficient running of everyday life in a really democratic society. The Workers' Solidarity Movement sets out to explain and build support for the anarchist idea. We do this through our free paper, our magazine, through public meetings, and most importantly, through the activity of our members in progressive campaigns, such as for abortion rights, against job cuts, the work they do in their jobs and in their neighbourhoods. If you want to find out more about anarchism, check out the bookstall here afterwards, or talk to members in the bar. But just telling people about an alternative isn't enough. We also have to feel confident in our abilities to bring about change. Without that confidence, there'd be a temptation to rely on some small group to make our decisions for us, to eventually become our new bosses. The struggles to defend what we have won in the past and to gain more today are a bit like a school where we learn of our potential power to change things, where we gain confidence in our collective ability to shape the world we live in. That's one reason why the WSM was with the Thomas Cook workers, the MTL dockers, and those fighting cutbacks in the community sector. And that's why we'll be out on the streets with our workmates on November the 6th. In the fight against the employer's offensive on pay and living standards, we know that marching won't be enough, but it is a start. Large numbers of workers coming together in their common class interests can be the initial step.
This introduction to the Workers' Solidarity Movement was recorded November 2009. You can find out more about the WSM at our website at www.wsm.ie. You'll find more audio files there as well.